sports, politics, life. Advantage Termite and Pest Control presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at AdvantageTPC.com.
Well, I just can't shake this feeling of winning on this Wednesday after Tuesday's elections in Jackson County and in Missouri and some municipalities around and school boards. It's just winning, winning, winning. And I never would have guessed that a no vote and not getting a downtown stadium for the Royals would feel like a win, but that's all it feels like to me. This is going to be a fun episode of KKHI brought to you by Aspen Wealth Management, our newest sponsor, online at aspenwealth.com. If you'd like to speak with Trevor or Tavis Holsinger at Aspen Wealth about financial planning, investment management, corporate retirement plan management, taxes, insurance, they're your personal financial concierge, and tax time is right around the corner. You may need some help. Is Aspen the place for you? I say it could be. Give them a call at 913-491-0500. If you don't know what to do with your IRA or your 401k to roll over, call Trevor and he'll help you out. AspenWealth.com, 913-491-0500. Appreciate them coming on board as our newest and latest sponsor at KKHI. The stadium vote just gets crushed. I mean, just annihilated, 58-42. I thought it would lose. I was not confident. I wasn't making bold predictions or anything like that, but I thought it would lose. That's what I felt from most people, from the momentum. And I started thinking, if I lived in Jackson County, if I had a vote, there's no way I was going to vote yes. My number one reason is the Royals sucked at this. They were just awful. They were all over the place. They had three different plans. They didn't decide till the last minute. None of it made any sense. They didn't earn it. You've heard me say that before. They did not earn a yes vote. That was my number one reason. My number two reason is the devastation in American cities, the homelessness, the last 5 years, George Floyd riots, violence, vandalism, burning, the growth of groups like KC Tenants and these militant action groups, far left, maybe fascist even groups in inner cities all across the country, and Kansas City is not unique this way, that have gained so much popularity in their neighborhoods and have taken to social media and are controlling so many people and got out the vote through social media in the neighborhoods closest to where the ballpark is. They said, not in our hood. This ain't happening in our hood. We don't want this here. What would have actually been good for development and the economy around where they live, they don't want it. They like things the way they are. They don't mind the homelessness. They like the free drugs. They like all the issues and problems they have, and there's an entire group of people benefiting from this that run these organizations. And those people turned out in great numbers and got people to vote. My perspective is, and this is going to be very controversial for a lot of folks, but I'm going to bang this drum today. I'm going to do this. I've got 9 reasons written down here why it lost. I'm just giving you the bullet points of the top ones. First, the Royals sucked at this, okay? The Chiefs had no plan, but the Royals' plan sucked. The second was, not in our hood, you're not coming here. We don't want you, billionaire white guy, not in our hood. Mayor Q was wishy-washy on the thing, the whole deal. But then there's this reason. All the white people that said, I don't want to go into your hood to see a baseball game. And this is a wide variety of reasons under that umbrella, but the main is safety and security. Let's be honest. The Royals sucked at this. The people around the ballpark didn't want it. And people who don't live near where the new ballpark would be don't want to go down there. They're scared. They'll go and get dropped off at T-Mobile Center, and they'll go see Adele, and then they'll get back in their car or Uber or whatever and go home. They do not want the Royals experience downtown. I think the Royals should forget downtown at this point. I don't know that they will. They may circle back one more time and try something downtown because that's where the owner really wants to be. It's a terrible idea. It is a terrible idea because the Atlanta Braves just moved out of downtown for the same reasons that Kansas Cityans don't want to be downtown. They're scared. It's violent. There's an almost tribal or territorial nature to some neighborhoods downtown that they simply don't want anybody from the outside coming there. They certainly don't want a billionaire white owner coming in and building a stadium and tearing up their beloved crossroads and their areas and their districts and their small businesses and their art stores and the things that they do. They just don't want that. They don't want it. If they don't want it, they don't want it. There's all kinds of places in Kansas City that would love to have the Royals. North Kansas City was ready to welcome them with open arms. And I think that's still an awesome location. Close to downtown, close to the airport for traveling ball teams. I would love to go north of the river and have a wonderful area where I could walk around. Maybe they build some condominiums and people invest in those. I thought that site was way better than any of the downtown sites. Now, maybe I'm crazy, but I just thought that was better. I would rather go there. The only issue there for people south of Kansas City is crossing a bridge, crossing a river. But that's not a problem for me. I'll figure the back way. We'll get that figured out. I liked that area. The other astounding option is Kansas, whether it's near the Legends in KCK or Johnson County, where all the rich white people are. I don't hear a lot about Blue Springs or Lee's Summit or anything like that, or a new Kauffman Stadium farther east or farther southeast from where it is. I don't hear any momentum on that. But there's options all over the place, and the Atlanta Braves moved out of downtown. They moved 12 miles to the northwest into Cumberland, Georgia, where all the white people are. This is why you listen to this podcast. Watch a Royals game on TV sometime. Find a minority in the stands. It's just old white people. So the Royals' plan was, let's get downtown and let's appeal to younger people. Let's get new fans. Good luck with that. Good luck. I mean, maybe it would work. Maybe you'd get a whole bunch of new fans. The Royals have been trying for 20 years, reviving baseball in the inner city, all of these different programs and the parks that they've built, trying, just aspiring to get the kids off the playground playing basketball over to their facility to play baseball. For what reason, I don't know. Let Americans play the sport they want to play. You're not going to convince black kids to not play basketball and to go play baseball. You're not going to do that. You can try all you want. Moving your ballpark downtown isn't going to move the needle. People are going to do what they want to do. This is America. They have the right to do what they want to do. If a young kid in Kansas City, Missouri wants to play basketball and has a dream to be LeBron James and doesn't identify with Bobby Witt Jr. and say, I'm going to go over to this ball field and field 1,000 ground balls today and try to be Bobby Witt Jr., I get it. I've got no problem with that. Why do we try to always put the square peg in the round hole? And that's what this was. The Arizona Diamondbacks. Right now, there's strong-arming going on in Maricopa County in Arizona between the city, the county, and the state to come up with like close to $1 billion to keep the Diamondbacks downtown. The Diamondbacks are like, well, if you're going to hand us the money, we'll stay down here because of course they will. It's not a great stadium. It's a dome. It doesn't feel like a baseball game. I've been there. It's more of a football stadium that plays baseball. And the Diamondbacks want to move about, oh, how's this sound? 15 miles to the north into Scottsdale on Native American land where they can build their own ballpark village, have a casino, all the entertainment in the world, a hotel, a resort, probably golf courses, and a ballpark. Sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it? That's what they want to do in Phoenix, but they'll take the money and stay downtown. And now the powers that be are just doing everything they can to keep the Diamondbacks downtown. In Tampa, they're building a new stadium. They're in St. Pete right now, Tropicana Field. Are they going to downtown Tampa? No, they are not going to downtown Tampa. The owners of the Rays say they will build a new stadium. And so leaders in Pinellas County and St. Petersburg are trying to come up with $700 million to retrofit and make Tropicana Field better, which the Rays really don't want. They want a new stadium, brand new. But they're not going downtown. They're not going into Tampa, downtown Tampa. I've been there. You don't want to go there. That's not where you want your ballpark in downtown Tampa. They're going to keep it in Pinellas County in St. Pete. It's going to be near the old Trop. They're going to build a development around it. Hey, how about this? In something called the Gas Plant District in St. Pete in Pinellas County is where the owner wants to build a new stadium. He anticipates it will cost $1.3 billion. And he says he'll put in $750 million. Okay. Do you hear anybody wanting to go downtown? I don't. The Royals missed this. This was David Glass's charge. When he took the team over, that was the time to build a downtown ballpark, and we didn't do it. The time has passed. The things that are downtown are built downtown. We've got T-Mobile Center. We've got the Kauffman Center. We've got all kinds of entertainment options. We've got a brand new Lowe's Hotel. There's cool stuff there. The Royals are too late to the party. Downtowns in America have become crime-ridden, filled with, you can call them homeless, but they choose to live this way. Filled with tent city, drugs, needles, record murders. That's what's going on in Kansas City, Missouri. Democracy won on Tuesday. The people of Jackson County said, this is a really bad idea. We're looking at a country right now where the Democrats have taken charge. Our economy sucks. We are not interested. I said this. This has been going on for 3 years with the Royals. For 3 years. We literally had sports radio hosts saying 2.5 years ago, that ballpark will be open by 2025 season because it's got to be open for 2025 because the World Cup is coming in 26. I'm like, what are you smoking? Do you know how long this takes? And Joe Biden is your president and the economy sucks and inflation's out of control and people are not going to vote yes to give a billionaire their money. They're not. The solution here is incentives, things that are in place, star bonds like Wyandotte County, the state of Kansas, where the governor would love to move the Royals across the state line. And, oh, what does Kansas have? They've got billions of dollars sitting in account that they don't know what to do with. They've considered sending big fat checks to Kansas residents, basically as overpayment for taxes. They overtaxed us. Laura Kelly took over, the liberal governor, and she overtaxed us. Now they're sitting on billions of dollars they don't know what to do with. They literally don't know what to do with it. If I'm Kansas, I'm offering a billion of it to the Royals. Come on over. Oh, but she's got a bigger fish to fry. She's targeting the Chiefs now. Because yesterday, the Chiefs became free agents. And I think what happened here was we now recognize that the Royals and Chiefs are no longer together. The Chiefs sort of half-ass went along with this thing. But like even Mark Donovan last night, when they showed up to talk about the defeat, he wore a golf pullover. He didn't take this very seriously. Mark Donovan has $10,000 suits that he wears to the Super Bowl, okay? To a football game. He wears a $10,000 suit and $2,000 shoes. He shows up after the vote in a golf pullover and khakis. Like, this isn't serious business for him. It was never serious business. It was, if you're going to throw the tax at us and give us money for 40 more years, we'll figure out what to do with it. That's what the Chiefs said. And we'll have Patrick Mahomes cut a spot and Andy Reid will do a thing and we'll help a little. But they weren't in this. The Chiefs weren't in this. They've got bigger plans. I don't know what it is, but they've got bigger plans. They're the freaking NFL. They will do whatever they want. And they will build wherever they want in this city. I think what they really wanted was the Royals out. They wanted them out because they wanted that whole property to do whatever they want. I think that's still what they want. But now, man, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm going rogue. I'm going out on my own. I got 6 years until my tax expires, and I'm going to need a new stadium by then, and I'm talking to all comers. Kansas, Wyandotte County, Johnson County, Jackson County, Clay County, I don't care which county, all of them. Who wants an NFL team? Because we don't need to be downtown. And we don't want to be downtown. The last thing you want is 80,000 rowdy Chiefs fans going downtown on Sundays and walking into that hornet's nest with all the gunplay and crap going on down there and stolen cars because they'll be packing. I'm serious about this stuff. You know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just the one saying it out loud. You literally had people in the hood saying we don't want development in the hood. And you literally had people voting outside the hood saying we don't want to go to the hood. We watched what happened at the Chiefs parade. We saw the gunplay. We know about the gangs. The economy sucks. We don't want to give away money. Tax time is right around the corner. My God, this thing happened 13 days before tax day. How many people owe money and are stressing about taxes right now? The murder rate's up in Kansas City. It is record. You also have people who don't like the parking situation downtown. You don't like people want to vote yes because the team stinks the last few years. You got all kinds of people wanting to vote no because John Sherman doesn't connect with anybody. He just doesn't. And you still have people that vote no because they're nostalgic for Kauffman Stadium. I just gave you 9 reasons. It was the perfect storm. This was a bad idea. This was a terrible, but number one is the Royals sucked at this. They were terrible. And anybody that followed it at all knew that the Royals didn't know what they were doing. They were disheveled, disorganized, and an embarrassment. Now, maybe, hey, don't put it past them that this is what they all wanted. That they just wanted this. And now what they both have is carte blanche to shop anywhere they want in Kansas City. I've said this multiple times. No team leaves a town, well, some in the cover of night for whatever reason, but no team that wants to stay, and the Royals and Chiefs want to stay. No team leaves before they're rejected 3 times. They've been rejected once. Now, I think over the next few months, what you're going to see is the Royals individually and the Chiefs individually are going to come up with their own plans. I can't wait to see what the Chiefs come up with because they are nuts right now if they don't leverage Kansas versus Missouri. They're crazy. They should absolutely leverage it. They should pick a site. Either I would think the Legends, near the Legends area, would be the place for the Chiefs to consider going to Kansas because there's some built-in infrastructure and entertainment and things there. There's a lot of land. It's cheap. It's just sitting there. They could develop some around it. They could build their own hotel. There's a lot of things they could do. Hell, they could buy land and have their own campground for people from out of town doing like NASCAR to come in and sell camper stalls and have a campground near their ballpark. There's a million things the Chiefs could do with all that land. I'm telling you, they're crazy. These teams are now crazy if they don't start leveraging each county and each state against each other. Jackson County spoke. Jackson County did the right thing for a wide variety of reasons. Oh, and by the way, the A's, who were rejected how many times in Oakland? 5? They're finally leaving. They're going to Vegas. Are they building in downtown Vegas? No, they're not building in downtown Vegas. Vegas has a downtown. Did you know that? It's where the crime is. Downtown Vegas can be pretty rough. Are the A's going downtown? They could have got cheap land. They could have leveled buildings, displaced some small businesses, and built a beautiful ballpark right there in downtown Vegas. Are the A's going to downtown Vegas? No. They're tearing down the Tropicana Hotel and building out by the Strip. Tropicana Hotel has been open for 67 years. It closed yesterday. They're getting ready to take it down, and they're going to build a ballpark for the Oakland A's right there. Oh, and the A's are going to have their own hotel. It'll be right by the Strip, just like the Raiders have done. Because the Raiders didn't want to build downtown in Vegas, did they? No, they didn't want to build in downtown. No. This isn't the way. The Royals missed this 25 years ago. This ship has sailed. Downtown, I've changed my mind. And I've got nothing against a downtown ballpark. If it winds up downtown, I'm good with that. I think a vibrant downtown is an important thing in any major city. I think that's true. I think it is absolutely the wrong place for the Kansas City Royals. I think they should be looking in Kansas. If not North Kansas City, that spot there, they should be looking in Kansas. And the Royals, to me, should be out in Johnson County. That's where the Royals belong. Find some land. Hell, it may be out here by me. I live west, out K-10 on the way to Lawrence. There's land everywhere. The Panasonic battery plant's going in DeSoto. We got all these different, there's just land everywhere. And all of your rich muckety-mucks in Johnson County, your rich white people that like to buy suites and go to games and are used to making the trek to Lawrence all the time, it's the same people, don't have to go as far. It's only a 15-minute drive. It would be way closer than Kauffman Stadium for all kinds of people that have big money and support the Royals. A white person's sport, if there ever was. Actually, both these are. I personally think there's more black fans at Chiefs games by a wide margin than there are Royals games. That's me. It's been my experience. But we're talking about a lot of white people here. And the voter spoke, man. The voters spoke loud. They spoke powerfully. If we wound up with a Royals ballpark somewhere in Johnson County where they could build a development around it and a Chiefs stadium either completely renovated and redone where they are, which I think they would do if the Royals were leaving. The Chiefs have just been waiting on the Royals. I think they would stay there. I think they would because I think Clark likes what his dad built and wants to improve on that or whatever. But I could see them at the Legends. In KCK, I could see them both in Kansas. I think the Royals better look long and hard at that North Kansas City site. They did a lot of work on that. I think voters in that county may approve that pretty quickly. And I think that's probably their easiest next move because they've laid some of the groundwork. That's their easiest plan B. Kansas would be plan C, but I could also see that as well. There it is. A million reasons. They missed the downtown window. It's over. 58-42 was the outcome of the election. That's awesome. I feel like that's a win. I feel like losing was a win because I think the Royals were about to make a big mistake. And I told people at the Royals that. I said, listen, after that Chiefs parade, you got a problem on your hands. Man, if you got people living in the burbs, especially white people living in the burbs, they ain't thinking about going to a Royals game downtown right now. They'll stick with what they've got. They'll go to their one or two games a year at Kauffman Stadium. They'll be just fine with not driving down there to where this is to go to a ball game. We gave the crime stats, the murders, the shootings, the carjackings, the car break-ins, and thieves. It's just astounding. And it was going to get worse. That is a bad place for a stadium. And it doesn't even face toward downtown. It faces out into the open and you have no view, no skyline. I can give you a million reasons why this was a bad idea. Now, if they move north of the river in the location they had, they'd be close to North Kansas City Dental, which is in the old downtown North Kansas City. Dr. Bush has built he's bought a whole block of this building and turned it in. He's got a med spa in there. There's all kinds of North Kansas City Medical is in there. North Kansas City Dental. Jessica was there on Monday and had her six-month checkup. She didn't see Dr. Anna. Dr. Anna Everson's parents listen to the podcast every day. They're patrons as well, and she's one of Dr. Bush's dentists. It's a big dentistry. There's multiple dentists. Dr. Bush can be your dentist. Sometimes he's traveling. He speaks around the country. He goes and does speaking engagements and things like that. He's really incredible. This has to be the biggest, most modern, and best dentistry anywhere in Kansas City. I can't imagine it's close. And you can go there. 816-471-2911, nkcdental.com. It would be a great place to go have a morning checkup, a lunch, maybe, and a beer, okay, a couple blocks away, and then another block and a half down, walk into a Royals Thursday afternoon, 1 o'clock game. That sounds great to me. North Kansas City sounds great to me. Ideal Health KC is Dr. Kip Van Camp, who was quite the hit at the patron party last week as well. Man, there were people asking him all kinds of questions. There was free medical advice at a patron's party. Dr. Van Camp was awesome with everybody that was asking about pain or issues that they have or COVID shot symptoms. Your body's tissue can do the work for you. Dr. Van Camp can help with IdealHealthKC.com regenerative medicine. Double board certified as an interventional radiologist, Dr. Van Camp is the best in this field anywhere in the Midwest. He's been published in multiple journals worldwide. Call for an appointment, 913-745-5300, IdealHealthKC.com. And Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet GMC. Friday is my day. I'm getting my new tires at Roberts Robinson. They'd love to do service on your car. I got my Chevy Blazer there. Why wouldn't I let them pick out the tires for me and tell me what needs to be on that Blazer? They're doing it. I'm getting a $100 rebate. I love that. It's home of the lifetime warranty when you buy new. Chevrolet GMC, RobertsRobinson.com. Just call Tim on the showroom floor and say, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it or can you build it? 816-826-1563, RobertsRobinson.com. Ask for Tim Trader at the home of a lifetime warranty. More winning, 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 winning. Lee's Summit School Board, the Kansas City Stars in full freak out over the election of the Lee's Summit School Board on Tuesday because a, quote, back to basics, unquote, candidate won, Stacey Myers, and Bill Haley. Toriano Porter has written a story for the Star that he's freaked out. Quote, this should worry parents of marginalized students, unquote. Just last week, the Lee's Summit School District did not renew its contract with a consulting firm that specializes in dignity and inclusion. So the board was already moving right and away from DEI and the nonsense. The board president, Roderick King Sparks, is described by the Kansas City Star as a, quote, diversity champ. He was not reelected. Stacey Myers and Bill Haley, back to basics board members are in. Well, that sounds about right to me. Way to go, Lee Summit. You got control of your schools back. The nonsense is about to end in Lee Summit. I mentioned to my in-laws when I was there on Easter Sunday for a wonderful cookout and dinner that we had with them that if my kids were little today, they would not be in the Olathe public schools. I would have them probably in a private Catholic school, but a private school or homeschool. And I wouldn't care what it costs. They're not going to hang out with the freaks and the weird stuff that they're allowing in these districts until we change the boards. But I would consider selling my house and moving to Lee Summit right now and getting into those schools because they've got it going on. They're winning the board back. They're ending contracts with dignity and inclusion consulting firms. And they're booting out diversity champion and board president Roderick King Sparks. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Lee Summit, stand up, take a bow. You kicked ass on Tuesday. Well played and well done. This winning is absolutely everywhere. The University of Texas announced on Tuesday that they have fired everyone in their DEI department, some 60 staffers. They've cleared out the offices. It's over. DEI at the University of Texas is gone. And this was done by state law that was enacted in January. These folks were notified that it was likely coming, and it's happening everywhere. Every Texas state-supported school that has a DEI program must end it now. Fire the employees, they are gone. The state of Texas, following the state of Florida, has spoken and said DEI is racism against white people. They've spoken loud and clear. Democracy has spoken in both those states. The people in those states support this. We will not have programs that exclude white people. That is against the law. And that's what DEI departments are. They exclude only white people. They are inherently racist. Donald Trump, according to Axios, is not speaking about it a lot out loud. But people behind the scenes with the Trump campaign say one of his absolute legacies that he wants to leave if he wins and has four more years is ending DEI in America in the federal government. That he will gut the federal government from all DEI programs. There will be presidential orders. There are lawsuits everywhere. Stephen Miller, who's a Trump associate, in February filed a lawsuit against the NFL in a federal court that says the Rooney Rule is racist. The Rooney Rule, you've heard for decades in the NFL, says if you have a head coaching position, you must interview one minority, basically one non-white person. That is racist. That is a requirement, not based on merit. That is a requirement based on something as stupid as the shade of your skin. Ridiculous. I can't wait to see how this lawsuit goes. Axios is in a complete and utter meltdown that Trump is going to win, and that he is going to set out to, quote, combat perceived anti-white racism. Well, Trump hasn't said those terms. What Trump says is, we're going to enforce the civil rights laws on the books for every single American. We will not single you out by race or gender or religion. We will apply civil rights acts that have been around since 1964. We're going on 60 years since this thing passed. For 60 years, we're going to enforce the law that we like, that America agreed on, that made sense, that said we will not discriminate. Everyone is equal. And that's the way it's going to be. And Trump is apparently going to just take a paper shredder through the federal government DEI departments and or wood chipper is a better description, and throw in a wood chipper. Axios in complete and utter meltdown, the piece that they've written. They're so scared to death. Like, this is the most important thing in the world to them. The border doesn't matter. The people dying, getting killed doesn't matter. The murder rates, the drugs, the crime, the economy, the inflation, taxes, none of this stuff matters to these people. Axios's meltdown is, oh, if Trump wins, and they get, oh, they hyperventilate. He's going to get rid of DEI in the federal government. We worked so hard to put it in. It's racist. Period. That's it. There's no description necessary of diversity, equity, and inclusion. They're anti-white. That is racist. When you develop departments explicitly that do not allow white people to participate, that's racist. That's not equity. That's not evening the score. That's not doing anything. That's racist. That is 2024 racism. That's what that is. And it's got to go. It doesn't belong in our schools. It doesn't belong in our government. It doesn't belong anywhere. And this is the one that, this is Axios. This is the hill they want to die on. Like, they're dying over this. This is killing them. Not, it's not some trans day of visibility. It's not some LGBT thing. It's not the border. It's not immigrants. It's not even winning the election. It's, damn it, Trump's going to win and get rid of all these DEI things. It is just killing them. Can you imagine walking through life like that? That's something, oh my gosh, I can't. All right, before we get to sports, I got one more news story, and this one's going to be presented by Advanced Medical Imaging, online at medimageks.com. This could save your life, folks. If your doctor says you need a scan, MRI or a CT scan, and you got to wait 6 weeks to get in with your hospital chain or whatever, can you imagine if you really have a problem what that 6 weeks could mean to you? Why wait? See what's inside today or tomorrow at Advanced Medical Imaging, online at medimageks.com. They literally are the only place in the Kansas City area where you can get a scan right away. Just the only place. They're not affiliated with a hospital. They're their own thing. There's a family practice there. Dr. Suber practices there. She's awesome. The doctors are great. If you're told to get a scan, they'll take your insurance and get you the scan and send it back to your doctor right away. And we have listeners that comment when they do this, their doctor's like, how'd I get this back in 3 days? It's like, well, I went to Advanced Medical Imaging instead of waiting 5 weeks like you wanted me to do. Don't do it, folks. Your health is too important. MedimageKS.com. Window World, the original official title sponsor of KKHI. If you ever wanted to consider a sponsor right here at the podcast, Window World was first on board as the title sponsor before we even produced our first podcast. John Gillette and his team are incredible. They are unbelievable great American patriots. He loves him some Kansas City Chiefs, and they win customer satisfaction awards every single year. They have great products with lifetime warranty that are made in America. They offer 0% financing, and they are simply the best for less. The official windows of the Chiefs, 816-799-0820, online at windowskansascity.com. And it doesn't get any more Kansas City than Dr. Jeremy Fry and his family. For generations, they've been perfecting smiles for Kansas Cityans like nobody else. FryOrthodontics.com is the website. He has taken over the baton passed down by his dad, who's just an incredible dude, incredible guy. He's on the Missouri Board of Regents, a great man, a great businessman. They're very philanthropic. They give back to this community in ways that they don't want me to talk about, but you need to know that that's who they are. They are just fantastic. 14 locations. Your perfect smile is one call away. Just log on to FryOrthodontics.com, find the location nearest you, and call them for that free appointment and see what's right for you at FryOrthodontics.com. Okay, so I know some people in Paola. Let's just leave it at that. They don't like me to talk about them living in Paola, so I don't. They like their privacy, and that's good. And they've met Mo Brings Plenty on a few occasions. Mo Brings Plenty is an actor on Yellowstone. That is his Native American name. He's known as Mo around town, around Paola. He's got some land. He's got some horses. He's a little bit like the character on Yellowstone. He likes to ride. And he's really a cool dude, and he's a great, great asset to that community and a beloved figure, not just there, but all across the country because Yellowstone is such a big deal. He lives right by Paola. Mo Brings Plenty. He took to Instagram on Tuesday to ask the public for help in finding his nephew who has disappeared. He shared a missing person poster of his 27-year-old nephew, Cole, known as Coco Brings Plenty. Coco Brings Plenty. The plea comes after Cole was last seen Sunday in Kansas. Cole has been unreachable and was spotted driving away from Lawrence in a white Ford Explorer. Quote, Cole missed an appointment with his agent for a TV show, which is uncharacteristic for him. Cole's cell phone is currently off, the poster shared by Mo on Instagram stated. The Lawrence, Kansas Police Department has named Cole as a suspect in a domestic incident with enough evidence to justify his arrest. Reports of a woman seeking help were received, but Cole had fled before officers could reach the scene. Surveillance video showed him leaving the city soon after the incident on Sunday, according to Lawrence Police Department. This incident involves allegations of domestic violence, which limits the amount of information we can share to protect the victim. No further details will be provided, according to the Lawrence Police Department. Cole Brings Plenty's family has contacted officers, expressed concern, and reported him as a missing person. Mo Brings Plenty has not only been on Yellowstone, he's been on 1923, Into the Wild Frontier, and The Tall Tales of Jim Bridger. His acting career and Cole's acting career is well documented on an IMDb page. So Cole's been on a lot of shows too. The nephew. I can't really speak to what's going on there. It sounds like Cole's in some trouble and has fled, but they're very concerned that something bad has happened to him. I don't know. I just know that Mo Brings Plenty is awesome on Yellowstone, and he is a tremendous asset to our community and a beloved figure. And we hope the best for Cole and for the alleged victim in the incident and now the disappearance. Okay, on to sports. The Royals beat the Orioles on Tuesday night. Nice game by the Royals. They second day in a row, they jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Alec Marsh was the number five starter for the Royals. Alec Marsh is your number five starter. Alec Marsh went 7 innings, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts, 2 hits. Alec Marsh was drafted by the Royals about 4 years ago, maybe, as the 70th pick. So he's a dude. You know, he's not some overhyped guy. He's just worked his way. He's there, and he's earned this position. Like, he earned the fifth starting job, and now he just went out against the Orioles, who had scored 16 runs in their previous two games or something. Hot bats, locked them down, 1 earned run, 7 innings. Kansas City starting pitching. The Royals are now 2-3. The first time through the rotation, like every team in baseball goes through the rotation. Would you have guessed at any point this year, if you could have made this bet, would you have bet any time through the rotation, all five starters were better combined than every one of the other 29 teams' five starters? Would you have bet that ever happened once this year? I wouldn't have. I would have bet no, that will never happen. Every team in baseball has been through all five starters now. Each one has pitched once. There is only one best starting pitching staff one time through, and that's the Kansas City Royals. They have a 1.67 earned run average and batting average against of 134. This has been a freak show. Now, it's only one time through, but they were all money. I don't know if the Royals are going to play today or not. It's supposed to rain in Baltimore. They're supposed to play at noon. This could be a game that gets delayed today or postponed or whatever. We'll see if they get it in. And starting pitching can be spotty when there's rain delays because your guy may go 2 1/3 and then that's it. But the Royals, in a perfect setup, if the weather holds, have split with Baltimore, a team that won 101 games last year. And now the last game of the series, they get to toss their ace out on the field. Cole Reagans is back up. I mean, it's just one day after another. Of course there's going to be days these guys get hammered. But they each, to start the year, which is the most unroyal thing ever, each one of the five starters went out and did their job. The worst of the lot was Michael Wacha, who I think left the game in a 3-3 tie. I believe it was 3-3 when Wacha left the game. So even he did his job. That was the worst start of the five. Brady Singer was the best of the five. And just wait for it, because Cole Reagans is going to have some gems this year. You can't, if you know baseball at all, you can't look at this and not think that this is a positive and be excited. It's not a guarantee, but it is extremely exciting. Mikael Garcia is turning into a star. I asked Danny Klinkscale on a Patreon podcast before the start of the season, if not Bobby Witt or Salvador Perez, if the Royals have three all-stars, let's take Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez out, who would the third all-star be? He said, well, I'd like to think maybe it would be Cole Reagans or whatever, and I agreed with that. I said, what about a position player? And he said, well, maybe Pasquantino has 25 bombs or something, or, you know, this guy or that. And I said, what about Mikel Garcia? And he said, oh, no. I said, but the Royals expect him to hit 300 this year. He said, yeah, he may hit 300. Guess what? This guy's on fire through five games. He had three more hits on Tuesday, and he doesn't have a single yet. He's got a couple homers, a triple, three doubles. He's mashing it in the leadoff spot. Mikel Garcia, who does the one thing that I love more than anything else. He plays the game with a smile on his face and a bounce in his step. He is into it. He spent the entire offseason. Okay, this matters. This sounds trivial. This matters. He's like, I'm the starting third baseman for the Kansas City Royals. He earned the job last year. He was good enough. They told him, you're the man. What did he do this offseason? Well, he worked hard to get better at baseball. He learned English. Every single day, day after day after day after day after day, from the 1st of November until now, he has been working on learning English. And there he was last night, the star of the game, being interviewed by Joel Goldberg after the game, speaking English. And Joel said, well done, congratulations. And the announcers, as they should have, applauded him for doing that. It's a great part of the job, assimilate to the culture. Let's see if Mikel Garcia wants to become an American citizen, because I'll be his sponsor if there is such a thing. I'll take that kid as my fellow American any day. Not some of these killers coming across the border. Mikel Garcia is my guy. Salvador Perez is my guy. Alcides Escobar, my guy. These are my guys. We'll take these dudes. They get here. They work hard. They start contributing. They bring their families. They want to become American citizens. They learn English. In. Sign me up. We'll take all we can get. Mikel Garcia, reason to be excited about the Royals. Four games versus the White Sox this weekend. The weather looks okay. If you're interested in going to a Royals game, looks like they might be okay this year. They're getting the pitching. Not a lot of you have expressed to me that you're NASCAR fans, so I won't spend much time on this, but the race is coming up in just a few weeks here at Kansas Speedway. I like NASCAR. I don't love it like I used to, but I like it. It's conservative. It's fast cars. There's just the drivers fight with each other. There's a lot to like here. And there just is. My favorite driver is Martin Truex. He is now atop all the power poles. Martin Truex on Sunday was racing in Richmond. He only led for 198 laps. Two laps to go, he's got the race won. Of course, somebody back in the pack spins out, so we're going to have a restart. Well, they all go into pit road because they need tires for the last two laps. Well, the pit crew of a couple of guys behind him were just a little bit faster than his pit crew, and so he came out in second place, and he wound up fourth. That's sad, but he's having the best year. I like that. Martin Truex is a good dude. He stood through his relationship, one of the things we remember strongly about him, with his girlfriend, not his wife, through a really treacherous cancer situation. This is a solid dude. So we like Martin Truex Jr. He's at the top of the power rankings. They'll be racing here at Kansas Speedway coming up in a few weeks. We'll get Pat Warren on and maybe preview the race. But that was, he didn't win the race on Sunday night, kind of a sad thing. But he's having a great year, and NASCAR is having a pretty darn nice season. Their ratings are doing pretty good, a pretty good season. Our final today is brought to you by Great Life KC. Play more golf. Log on to greatlifegolf.com or call your favorite course that you see on their website. Play one round or join a club. greatlifegolf.com. Buck Roofing and Construction, 913-384-2680. I got an email from a listener yesterday, said he'd called Buck Roofing and something went wrong and he didn't hear back or whatever. I'm like, what? This doesn't sound right. I text Ron right away. He says, I don't have any record of this dude. Well, it turns out it had been a long time ago and maybe it was his wife that called or something. Nobody really knows. But Ron got a hold of him right away, instantly. And they're working on it because that's what they do. Call him, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And if you're looking to build, you know, maybe the Royals should have partnered with Back 9 Development. And said, hey, what do you guys think? TJ. Maybe they should bring TJ in as a consultant. Because he knows what he's doing with developments. Absolutely knows what he's doing. Whether it's a custom home for you or a complete commercial development, Back 9 Development is ready to work with you and your team. Call TJ Vilkanskas at 785-236-0161. Custom homes, commercial properties, room additions, they'll do it all, including right now a wonderful development in Lansing and a condo complex in Manhattan
that they're building out.
If you're interested in either of those, back9development.com. Our final is the Iowa LSU women's basketball game two nights ago, drawing 12.3 million viewers on ESPN. That is a record for a women's basketball game, and that is a sensational number. Caitlin Clark is a phenomenon. She possesses everything everyone that follows sports wants to watch. She is the best at what she does. She is a compelling figure, love her or hate her. And she's go, go, go like the Energizer Bunny. She is the star. She is the show. She's Patrick Mahomes. And as many people out there now hate Mahomes as like him. They do. I told a guy at the patron party last week who was getting on me about saying negative things about the patron. It's the ultimate compliment to be the love-hate athlete. She's crossed over and has become that. As many people dislike her as like her. She had 41 points in this game, 12.3 million viewers. She has Dave Portnoy and Ice Cube trying to hire her and start a basketball league or join their league instead of the WNBA and pay her more than the WNBA will. I think they're all wrong. I think Caitlin Clark, just based on this television rating, because I don't think this is going to hold, I don't think we're going to see these numbers next year. I think Caitlin Clark should start her own league. If I were her, if I had like lots of money, John Sherman money, if I were a billionaire, I would be going to her right now and saying, let's start our own league. Let's put the WNBA out of business. WNBA is a charity case. It's just attached to the NBA. That's the only reason it stays afloat. Let's start our own league and let's start it small. Let's do it 8 teams. Let's put you in Des Moines. Let's have a team in Des Moines. Caitlin Clark's team's going to be in Des Moines and you get to be the owner. Done. If women's basketball is going to work, she's the reason. It's not the women's game. The basket's still too high. The court maybe is a little bit too big. There's problems with the actual game. There's no problem with Caitlin Clark. She's a sensation. She's like Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods revived golf. She can be and build women's basketball. It'll be very interesting to see the path that she takes. Obviously, there's a lot of money to be made by her. The question is, what does she want the sport to be? Does she want to go do something with Barstool Sports and Dave Portnoy that looks like some sort of gimmick just for money? Or does she want to start a real women's basketball league and be the face of it for 10 years to get it off the ground and make it work and sell tickets in every city? Very interesting. Our final today at KKHI.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.